Baz and Vodge for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie on Hit.
Get up with Cass and Vodge.
Only Fridays to serve the rug.
Welcome to Friday, everybody. We've all made it.
Well, I mean, I had a break in the middle of the week, so I mean, I'm probably all right, to be
honest. How's your man flu feeling today?
Man flu. See, this is the thing.
Here we
go. It's still going.
It's still going.
You get on air and you start bagging it out as man flu. The minute we get off, you run for the hills.
Jason Bodger, if you didn't say I had a break in the middle of the week, I wouldn't have brought it up today.
You run away from me like I've got the plague when we're off air.
And also, I'm not the only one. The whole office is doing it. It's a thing. We're not trying to stress you out. We're just trying to say we don't want to contaminate the whole office.
But it's just the man flu. It's not a big deal.
Well,
isn't that what you're saying?
No, it's not what I'm saying at all. So I'm just saying it's a different flu, one that you need to take sick days from. And if I had the same one, I don't know if I would.
Oh, really? Oh, okay, I'll give you a cuddle. I'll come around right now and I'll give you a hug.
No, I don't want hugs from you. I don't want hugs from you. Oh, I've got to need a face mask. I don't want a hug. I honestly, that was just too much.
Right, well, at least you're awake now. Let's get into a song. No D. McCarthy till Monday.
No, we've missed him all week.
Well, he's in United Arab Emirates or whatever it's called. I don't know, Dubai, one of them places. He's in one of them places.
Abu Dhabi, living it up.
It's same. I don't know.
Can you imagine just how extra he would be there?
I don't know.
I've seen some of his Snapchats and he is so extra. Like, I reckon if I want to go on a holiday, I'd want to go with Dean.
I love Dean, but I tell you what, if you're gay or a woman, I sometimes wonder which of the countries you're allowed to go to. I don't even know.
You're allowed to go to the... Yes, you are.
Are you?
Yes.
Yeah.
UAE.
Whatever. Well, we'll have to make do without him today. It is R&B Fridays. We've got Lee, obviously, with fake news, and the tally is heavily in my favour.
Cass and Bodge
for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie, top of 20 and cloudy for the mid-north coast today. And Britney Spears has got this mad conspiracy theory that I kind of think she's got something like going here. I think she's on the money.
Like, okay, what's going on with her? Because sometimes she's... Well, last time we checked in with Mr. D. McCarthy, he was telling us how her parents have gone crazy and she doesn't want to have them in control anymore.
Look, Britney's not making any new music and she's getting older. And I think the Paps have found a way to monetize the fact that she's not going so well. And I think she's on the money when she says that they're taking pictures of her and editing them to make her look heavier and more sort of depressing.
Well, I saw a photo on her. Well, she did a story on her Instagram about 2 days ago. And one was, she was like, this is where I was on the beach yesterday. This is one day later. And she started doing all these boomerangs and twirling around. And it looked so different. And so she kind of is showing them up, I think, a little bit.
Well, what I think, it's if I was the Paps, the paparazzis, I would be either working towards a story arc where she's looking terrible and whatever else, and then out of nowhere she's got all this, you know, look at all this weight that she's lost, but she hasn't really, but it looks good in the papers. So either they're doing that, or what they're doing is they're just capitalizing on the fact that they have got the image down in the media as her being sort of fat and unhappy.
Yeah, it's just, maybe because those other stories, they were true about what's happening with her mum and dad. They're like, let's just follow on with this. Look, poor Britney, for God's sake. She's kind of showing them up in her Insta story. She's not letting people down. She's getting a lot of support from other celebs as well.
Like who?
Other celebs.
Who's supporting her?
I don't know. They're all just commenting.
Oh, okay. That was just an arbitrary comment. I just thought.
Do you want me to show you then?
Yeah, I thought you might have like a few examples there, but that's
okay. I'm sure Britney Spears has the Pussycat Dolls supporting her.
Oh, the Pussycat Dolls.
And also the Spice Girls. I don't know, her era.
Hold on a second. While we're on that, before the show, right, well, you had to insert a song just before 6 o'clock, and I'm like, what are you going to do? Oh, I'm just picking a Snoop Dogg song. And then we pick one. I'm like, oh, this is a Pussycat Dolls. I'm like, oh, featuring Snoop Dogg. That doesn't count.
Buttons. He plays a big role in it.
He doesn't play a big role in it.
He's like... Big Snoop Dogg with the lead Pussycat. He loves it.
Oh, Cass. You're an incredible person. You know that?
Get up with Cass and Bodge.
On the Mid-North Coast.
We live most days in four walls and it studio that is soundproof.
I can't believe I counted the walls.
Did you just count them?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. It's early. Like, I'll give you that, but come on.
No, because there's an indent in the wall, and I thought it counted as, like, a fifth wall.
It doesn't count. It's just, like, a little feature.
All right.
So we live in this every day, and there's not really any ventilation here. Like, if the aircon's off, and now it is off, obviously, because it's winter. Mm. And sometimes you have had a little accident. I've had accidents before.
What are you talking about?
Everyone has accidents. There's nothing to be ashamed about. I'm talking about farting.
It's not an accident. I do that on purpose.
You do that on purpose?
Yeah.
Bodge, you tell me sometimes, oh, that was an accident.
Yeah, but no, that's no.
Is that being polite? Is that no, like pardon?
It's the same as how my nan, like when she used to fart in the kitchen, she'd go, oh, that's better. Better out than in. All that saying is that's giving her a license to do it more because it's better out than in.
Do you think it's
in.
Like a license? Well, my yaya had a frog license. She'd be like, I stood on a frog. Whoops.
Oh, right, okay.
On escalators okay. So as well if I was behind her.
Why are you bringing up the fact that this studio is pretty much a Dutch oven?
Well, it pretty much is a Dutch oven. But basically, there's these new things now called underwear filters that can literally block your farts.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Okay. Mm. So it looks like a pad. If you've ever seen a pad that ladies use for sanitary reasons, it can either go on... I don't know whether it goes on the inside or on the outside of the undies because there's different images that I'm seeing. I'd probably just wear it on the outside for double protection, or you could probably do like a double layer, like an onion. That's just a tip.
Just in case you soil yourself.
Just in case.
Did you just soil yourself?
Maybe.
It did sound a little wet, didn't it? Right at the end.
Ooh. Oh, God.
Look, I have a feeling these are a pretty good initiative. These are a new thing. I don't know where you can purchase them just yet, but they'll definitely be coming to Australia, or you can definitely get them online soon. I'm not saying that...
Who's buying pants that, you know, curb that? I mean, if you're doing lots of farts, I mean... I'm okay smelling my own ones.
You like it?
I don't like it. But
you like the smell of your own waft?
No, you're doing this on purpose.
I'm not.
It's your fart, inquisitive. I don't want to know about it. If it's mine, I'm like, actually, that was quite potent. And I almost congratulate myself.
I'm sorry, are you like, oh, that was gourmet? Or are you like, oh, it's my own?
Sometimes I'm quite impressed.
Yuck.
I go, that's bad. But you know what? I don't know what ate to cause that.
For the sake of everybody else in the office and in your life, and this is just a PSA, I would probably honestly wear them because you never know what can happen in a day. Yeah. I think that these underwear filters, they're not attractive, I'm going to tell you that. But do they work? 100%.
Yeah, but if you're going out on a date and you're like, you go, okay, I'll put one of these in my pants because that's going to, like, you know, stop me from screwing up.
Well, I think it just depends.
Then you get back home after a successful date and she wants dessert. All of a sudden she looks at you and she goes, oh.
Yeah, look, I get that. Pad. But I think that you can take them in and out. They're portable. But, you know, you just go to the toilet before anything happens. And I think it depends whether you're going to, like, Indian and, you know, you might have a curry that's too hot, or whether you're just going to go get a salad. Depends.
Oh,
be smart.
I haven't been on a date in a while.
Get up with Cass and Budge on the Mid-North Coast Hit.
Information that was fake and never happened.
I can't believe it.
Fake news.
With Lee Jolly.
Welcome to the studio, Lee.
Good to be here. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Jolo. Now, look.
Well, let's not get all pleasant. The ledger.
What?
The ledger is getting dangerously close. I've only got a 2-point buffer here.
Yeah.
Lee's got three stories.
No, you've got 3-point buffer.
Have I?
Yeah.
All right, well,
I don't know why I just said that.
We can take it easy then.
Regardless, I thought you were going to get salty and I was like, you're winning. So you're on 10. Lee and I are both on 7 and you're going to have some fake news stories for us. Two are real and one is fake. Bodge, we've got to pick it.
Now, if Cass and I don't pick the right story... And that means Lee gets a point because he's outsmarted us, which isn't hard.
Which does happen quite a lot. All right. Anyway, off you go, Lee. Let's see if we can pick him.
Okay, so a Mexican man has taken to sleeping in an actual bed for the first time in 19
years
after his wife threatened to leave him. Antonio Felipez from Iguala had slept under his bed since being 6 years old. At the time, frightened a mythical creature known as the Chupacabra would come to get him. Ever since, he'd slept under the bed as a matter of habit until finally opting to hop in with his wife for the first time last Saturday.
Right.
The story was quick to hit social media, Antonio conceding beds are pretty great and joking that he and Mrs. Felipez would finally be able to start a family.
Oh, knock, knock. Beautiful.
A transgender woman has become one of the first in the world to invest in inflatable boobs. 27-year-old Ivana from Germany made the big decision after one of her old implants became infected and was removed, meaning she had to walk around with just one boob for a whole year. She's now spent the equivalent of $24,000 on the new surgery, meaning she can now pump them up with saline all the way to a P cup, which is apparently pretty big. I wouldn't know.
A P. Well, it's down the alphabet, Jarlo.
Yeah, so that's pretty
A,
large, isn't it?
See, if we want to, yes.
Well, hang on. How big's a P?
How big's a P?
Yeah.
Oh, I reckon it'd be like a butternut pumpkin.
Right.
Nice. All right. That's probably not the shape, but, you know,
well,
heaviness.
Let's hope not.
Heaviness.
And watermelons. And and a fugitive in the US recently promising to turn himself in if his wanted poster earned 15,000 likes on Facebook. Torrington police were out of leads in their search of Jose Sims, so when he contacted them with a strange request, they had nothing to lose. The image was widely circulated and has now picked up 29,000 likes, but unsurprisingly, the perp has not come forward. Police weren't too surprised. Four of his arrest warrants were for failing to appear in court.
Oh, here we go.
I heard a story similar to that. See, what Lee does is he changes certain stories and that makes them fake.
Don't try and screw with his head.
I'm not. All right, Lee, would you be so good as to count us down? We're going to pick A, B, or C.
Are you ready?
Yes. Yep.
3, 2, 1.
C. A. So I think the fake news story is about the fugitive who posted himself online, and you reckon it's about the man, the Mexican man who slept under a bed.
Yeah, I mean, I've got my reasons for it.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm a big South Park fan, and the Chupacabra is a Cartman original, so...
it's a legit.
The other thing is, if you're hiding under your bed from the age of six, and then you start,
hold on, let him announce. Go, Lee.
I'm just saying, I'll be very,
you're
very
confident there,
I'd
buddy.
Be very, very surprised.
Can
if it
you
wasn't
shut
that.
Up so we can get the results? I'm sitting here itching.
The fake news story is A.
Yeah.
Sorry, well, you can't. You know he's a South Park fan.
Now let's dissect.
I didn't know that, but...
Now let's dissect, just very quickly, how easy it was for me to tell Cass that last story that you read out...
What did you say?
All I said was that Lee takes a story and he changes it ever so slightly.
Stop trying to say, I'm the best, I'm A, and then also, guess what, I told Cass to pick C. No, you didn't. I don't even listen at you through this because you annoy me so much.
You're absolutely right. I had no sway in it whatsoever.
What did you say?
Doesn't matter.
Well, you know what? I would usually say congratulations, and I don't want to say what I want to say because I'll swear. Happy Friday.
Do you remember when Rach used to fire up like this when I'd play mind games with her?
Yeah.
You're not playing mind games.
I'm just saying.
Oh, I'm going to swear. Stop it.
Why don't you say a swear word? I'll press dump.
No.
We're not in delay. Don't say a swear word.
Hello, good morning. How you doing? Waking up.
Get up with
Cass and Budge.
The rest of my life gonna start today.
On the Mid-North Coast hit.
Budge, a couple of years ago, I was in Chicago and there's this place called the Willis Tower. And what's with your face?
Nothing. It sounds like Willy Tower.
Well, it looks like one because it's very tall and pointy. Now, there's a place called the Sky Deck and it's on the 103rd floor. And I don't consider myself to be afraid of heights, like generally, like I'm fine with roller coasters and fine with, I don't know. I'm not really scared of heights, but I reckon if I was going to go skydive, I'd probably be scared.
Is it Sky Deck? Is that the one where you walk out and you're on glass?
Yeah,
and
literally.
You can see everything. I could not do that.
Because you're a little bit afraid of heights, aren't you?
I hate heights. We don't, it's like we're flying. we shouldn't be that high.
Yeah.
We're not meant to be that high up.
Look. On this sky deck, there's three or four different areas that you can go out and there's glass. It's probably like, I don't know, a meter and a half wide and probably just like a meter in the length. Yeah, I don't know. It's very small. I'm trying to like picture it. I don't know. Probably I wasn't looking at it, but all I know is I was on there by myself and my friend said, let me come on there with you and we'll take a photo. And I said, hell no.
What do you mean?
I said, hell no.
Are you saying it wasn't strong enough to hold the pair of you?
I was just scared. I said, look, one of us at a time. Like, you go first to make sure it's safe, and then I'll go.
Wow.
And
what a good friend you are.
I made sure I got the hot angles, and she was standing up, and I said, when I'm going down, I'm going to sit down, just because if it did drop, then I could hopefully try and grab on. I was having all these bad thoughts that it might crack.
But, I mean, you're not the first people to go on there. I mean, there would have been, I don't want to call them pioneers, but there would have been a few people going on there making sure first before you'd been on there.
Yeah, hundreds of people before we went on there. Well, because it was actually a line. Like, we had to line up to get on there.
You're joking.
I'm not kidding. And what you can see is, you can see pretty much the whole of Chicago through this glass hole. And, look, all I'm going to say was, it was a gloomy day. I was just saying, I don't want to get dark here, Jess, to my friend, but I think that, you know, this has the chance, like, there's a high chance it could crack. Lo and behold, it cracked the other day.
Oh, yeah, but you went 2 years ago.
It was more like four
years
ago.
So what you're saying is, what you're saying, Cass, is that you started the crack. You started it off. You got, it's like when someone says, I can't open this jar, and then someone else opens it, you go, yeah, but I got it started.
Well, I'm talking about the tallest building, or the, is it the second tallest building in the United States?
I don't
Skydeck.
Know. I guess so.
Yeah, that's what it is. I would be
scared.
Well,
it is now anyway.
Well,
it would be one of the tallest ones now. I mean, there was a couple that were really tall. They're not about anymore, so...
Stop it. No, we don't want to get too dark. All I'm trying to say is, now, it was an awesome view. It was a little bit of adrenaline rush. Would I ever do it again? No. Because also, after I did some research, I found out I went in the end of 2014.
Yeah.
It also cracked May 2014. So I've gone in between the cracks. It cracked in May 2014 and the other day in 2019, obviously.
Right, okay. So you're trying to play Nostradamus with, like, the time of the year.
Well, yeah.
Like, you think it's maybe more people are going to see it at certain times?
Yeah, and it can't stand the heat, mate.
Okay. Well, I reckon it's probably just it's been going so long and so many tourists have been on there that it's finally cracked. I think that's all it is. I think it's shoddy workmanship, probably American built.
Apparently there's actually like a glass protector and that's what's cracked. I'm sorry. I've seen photos. It's gone through. Imagine just how, what are you going to do today? I'm going to go on this building and then I'm just going to fall through the cracks.
Well, okay. Well, speaking of forecasts, when we come back, I'm going to tell you about a forecast that's real. Okay. Something that's happened nearly the same day every year.
This is real.
This isn't real. You didn't start off the crack for this tower.
Well, all I know is I probably continued it.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get up with...
On the Mid-North Coast hit.
We were talking just a moment ago, you were talking about how you went to the, what do they call it, the sky...
Sky deck in the Willis Tower in Chicago.
Yeah, so you can see everything and it started to crack, obviously, and people are getting a little
bit... That's not obvious. That's like a bad dream and it's come true.
Yeah, well, and you're saying that every year it gets worse. Well, every year I've been noticing via my Facebook memories...
Oh, that's
and you know,
legit.
You know, every... every morning, nearly, I look through my Facebook memories and I tell you, oh, Cass, like a year ago, I was doing this.
Drives me mental.
2 years ago, I was doing this. Oh, God, I was scratching my ass at 3 years ago. Anyway, excuse that.
God.
So, today
being... Also, do you have to click on them or do they just come up? Because remember the other...
You just click on the button that says memories.
Memories.
It's easy. Mate, you're meant to be the part of this generation.
I don't know how to go look at your memories. Anyway.
So, last year, right... I was ill on the 13th of June. Okay.
Okay.
And and I, by ill, I mean like, you know, this man flu you keep calling it. 2 years ago, I was also crook on the 13th of June.
Okay.
3 years ago, I was crook on the 14th of June. And this year, what's the date today?
14th
now, but I was crook like, what, a couple of days ago, so the 12th.
The 12th.
So there's something about this time of the year specifically that's making me really really sick.
That doesn't. Yeah,
it doesn't. I'm not going to say really sick.
That doesn't,
you know,
float
I mean?
Your boat.
It's because I very rarely get sick.
Yeah, and look,
and I'm not an anti-vaxxer or anything like that, but I don't have all the vaccinations.
When you, oh, my
I
God.
Haven't had the flu one. I have the. I'm not telling anyone how to live. I have the important ones.
Okay.
I don't want like hepatitis or any of that. But okay. You know, if I step on a nail, I'll go get myself a tetanus shot.
I'm just gonna let you keep going.
Aside from that, I haven't had a flu shot. I don't.
But you know something else you don't like is taking tablets to help yourself.
No, don't do any
I
of that.
Said bodge.
But you know why? Do you know why I don't take any, like, tablets or Panadol or anything?
I'm not saying Panadol. I said vitamins.
Whatever. Because if my liver's doing all the hard work after a big weekend, my immune system can do some work as well. That's what it's there for.
You want to punish the immune system?
No, it can learn.
All right.
It can learn.
All I'm saying is the other day you took a Zyrtec, which is an antihistamine, for the first time.
I nearly drove off the road.
And you almost passed out. I was like, what is this guy?
I did nearly have an accident. It was terrible. I'll never do that again.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't know drowsiness came with it.
Yeah. Oh, God, see, now everybody knows that you really don't take
it. Wasn't, it wasn't mine. Someone give it to me.
And hey, now you're taking drugs.
I was behind the sheds.
Now you're taking drugs from
pills.
People.
Yeah,
great. Look, with these memories that you so speak of,
yes.
When you said, oh, on this date I was sick, did you just post, I'm sick?
No. It was much more dramatic than that. But what I'm picking is that next year, and we keep this date in the bank, that we come back to it and we go, right, well, what am I sick this year at this time?
Yeah, all right.
That's all I want to do.
Okay, Bodge, it sounds like the man flu is still there. You're still kind of...
I've still got a little bit of a
tapering off.
Yeah.
And if you don't start having vitamins, a men's health vitamin or something, a multivitamin...
No, I don't like doing that. I told you this yesterday. And if for nothing else, I pride myself on drinking a lot of water. By the end of the day, if I'm not expelling a nice crystal clear stream of justice, I'm not happy. If I take a multivitamin, I'm going to get coloured wee. I don't want that.
You are someone who cannot be helped. Like, seriously, you need to start taking vitamins.
On the Mid-North Coast hit.
Just found out I'm the oldest person in the world at the moment.
At the moment?
Yeah, got you two in here. I've got Britt from our hit squad saying, oh, you're 9 years older than me. And I found out, actually, I'm 11 years older than her. So, all good stuff.
Look, even Britt's in Notebook. What?
Nah, she's shaking her head. You've been done, Cass.
I cannot believe that I'm in a room with two laymans.
I saw the lake house. I thought that was all right with Keanu.
Yeah, you like that romance?
No, I just know I'm a Keanu fan. I thought, well, do you know what? He deserves love because his missus is gone.
What about Rachel McAdams? You like her? Ryan Gosling, you like him?
Yeah, I think he's all right. He was good in Drive.
Yeah, actually. Yeah. Well, this is what kick-started his career, mate.
Pretty sure Drive kick-started his career.
Okay, but then he went on to this.
No, he did this one first, actually. But I've never seen it. It's not a bad thing to have not seen The Notebook. You were telling me before, my brother and my dad watched it because I made them. I was like, yeah, I said that under duress.
They were smiling throughout it.
It doesn't count if you made them watch it. It's like when a guy says, you have to watch Star Wars if you love me or something like that. And then the girl's got to sit there and she's got to sit through it and just go. And he's looking over at her every 2 seconds to see if she's actually paying attention to the storyline.
The thing about The Notebook is it does also cater for the guys, I reckon. Like, people still get around it. It's like a world-class rom-com.
Boring.
Star Wars is less boring than that.
Star Wars is amazing. Now, why are we talking about The Notebook?
Oh, okay, Bodge. Well, I've got a story that I reckon is better than The Notebook, which is very, very hard to come by.
Hit me with it.
There were these, a couple. It was a young American guy in around World War II, and then there was a beautiful French lady.
Hot.
Yeah, well, she was beautiful. I've seen a photo here. So she was only 18 and he was a little bit older. Not too much, like it was still fine. And basically, when he was stationed over in northeastern France, they fell in love.
Oh.
She was a local girl, only 18, so legal, all good.
Yep.
And
in France, I don't think it matters anyway. Parents are all sorts.
So throughout, he was 24.
All right, yeah.
But then he had to actually leave and go back to the Eastern Front. He went back to the US.
Oh, no.
He got married, which is heartbreaking.
They didn't stay in touch.
Well, no, he said, one day I'll be back. And he never came back in 70 years. He went back to the US. She stayed in France. They both got married. They were both married for like 70 years each.
I mean, I've forgotten to do things that I've promised to do.
Well, this is a pretty big promise, I tell you what. Mm. When it all is said and done, they've both actually lost their partners now. They've both passed away.
Oh, I see how it is. Oh,
no,
I see how it is.
It's still romantic. Shush. It's still romantic. They had this huge reunion, basically. And basically what they said was, Pearson, the bloke, goes, I've always loved you. You've never got out of my heart. He said he loves me. I understood that
so
much.
Is he saying that the whole time he was with his wife,
Stop.
It kind of meant nothing?
You can fall in love more than once.
I know.
You can.
I know for a fact.
Oh, exactly. So no, look, and can I tell you, they got it on here. There's a beautiful kiss happening.
How old are they now?
94.
And what? It's almost like you're reading this story for the first time and you didn't know about it previous to this.
What do you mean?
Are you reading the story now?
Well, I'm learning
all
as
right.
I'm going.
Okay, well, look, they're in their 90s. They've been apart for, 70-something years?
Yeah.
Nearly?
Just over 70 years.
All right. Well,
they've had this reunion, and well, it was all about the wartime. They've had this reunion.
When you say they're getting it on,
it's just a kiss.
Oh, that's not getting it on.
It's just a kiss. And they've exchanged photos as well from back then.
Oh, there we go. Oh.
Stop. From back then. And can I tell you, they didn't actually stay together, so they're not going to stay together from now. But he said, Janine, I love you, girl. 75 years later.
Yep.
Forever. Well, Isn't that cute? I mean,
it's nice, but at the same time, I kind of feel for their partners.
They're both gone.
They lived lives of lies.
They didn't. Well, you know what? Do you reckon that they're like, thank God they're gone?
The deception.
The cheating.
It wasn't cheating. It was just like, you know, say you were in a relationship for 70 years and then, like, you found out just as you were going to die, actually, old mate, Larry, who you've been in love with for the last 70 years, I don't know, I just picked a name. What? He's actually been in love with Britt from our hit squad who's just here. And then you're just like, oh, God.
One day
I'll
be back.
Then you turn over and then you die and then that's you done.
Well, look, can I tell you something? They both made a promise to each other. They both said, we'll meet again. And they did. They had a little kiss. They spent a couple of hours together. Then they exchanged photos. And then they probably had another kiss. Tell you what.
How'd they find each other?
He went over there and he was talking to journalists about this girl that he once loved. And there was just this big reunion.
Right.
To be honest, Bodge, all jokes aside, it's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
It is pretty incredible.
How awkward would it be, though, if she'd given him a fake name?
I can't find her. And then she walks down the street. No, my name was Joanne.
What?
Not Janine.
Cass and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast hit.
Well, you know how we've spoken with Marnie and also Aunt Vic from Cafe Chairs?
Oh, yeah, love them. Yeah. They're part of our family, our extended
girls.
Family.
Yeah. Well, there's actually a lady going down to Cafe Chance today at 10 a.m. if you are keen to go and get involved. And she's running a free support group for all special needs, autism carers and family and friends. If you do want to go there, you can talk with other people. She's going to give a little bit of a talk, I believe, this lady. I'm not too sure of her name, but she's running a free support group down there, and you can also go and have some great coffees and cakes while you're there as well.
Oh, that's nice.
And so, she'll be there, and you can go and you can look online at Cafe Chance if you do want more information, but it is today on at 10 a.m. if you do want to head on down there. It's in a couple of hours' time.
Okay, coming up after the news, we've got the 5 in 10, 160. Up for grabs. I always forget the amount.
160. Bodge, you're right.
It changes every day. I mean, I'm hardly going to remember everything.
Oh, God. You can't have it all, can
160,
you?
160, 260, 360. I don't know.
Get up with Cass and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast hit. Hit FM's 5 in 10 for Newtons. The only name for shutters, blinds and awnings.
Yeah, let's go.
Cass, who we got on the line?
Oh, we got Andrew straight out of Port Macquarie. Good morning, Andrew.
How we going?
We're going well. What are you up to for your Friday?
We're heading down to Sydney for my kids' cheerleading competition.
Oh,
get around. You know, cheerleading on the Mid-North Coast has really taken off in the last couple of years. I think the last I heard, they were doing some fundraising for their uniforms. And they had made great strides in sort of, particularly with the kids, had been allowed to go into more competitions, different heats and things like that. Yeah, so they're doing heaps. Hey, look, Andrew, we got 10 seconds on the clock. We're going to ask you a question. We need 5 answers from you. And today I'm using the 5 in 10 to prove a point, okay? So I don't expect you to get this, but because...
Bodge!
No, that's okay. It's not super hard.
This is what happens when Bodge picks the question, Andrew.
It's not super hard. Okay, he could be walking away with $160 today to go and spend in Sydney on a coffee.
It's
about how much they cost.
All right, Andrew, you got 10 seconds. We need 5 correct answers. Yep. I don't know this question. Good luck.
All right. Because I think he's so useless, I need you to name me any 5 songs apart from the one we just played by Billy Ray Cyrus. Go.
Basically, very hard sound what I can think of.
That's about the only thing he's done. I mean, there is more, but...
Look, nobody knows any other song other than that, Jason.
Allow me to educate you. Busy Man.
What is that?
Well, apparently he's been a busy man. She's Not Crying Anymore. Ready, Set, Don't Go.
Oh!
Butterfly, Fly Away. In the Heart of a Woman. How is this man not superstar? I don't understand it. Andrew, look, I don't blame you for not getting it, but the point needed to be made that apart from this, what's it called? Old Town Road?
Yes, Bodge. Yeah. Old Town Road.
Yeah, apart from that, an achy, breaky heart, he's got nothing.
Well, look, he produced Miley Cyrus and she's killing it.
Yeah, this is true. Hey, look, enjoy Sydney.
Yeah.
And call us anytime, okay?
No worries, thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Andrew. Look, Bodge.
Poor bloke didn't get much of a word in. I think we talked too much.
I think you got a shocking
nice
question.
Nice guy. Come on. I felt bad. I felt bad with that question.
What, did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Felt terrible. Okay. No one. Achy, breaky heart and Old Town Road. Apart from that, Billy Ray's, he's done nothing.
Oh, look. Look.
He's done nothing.
This is why that was a shocking question.
Well, he's useless. Okay. Well, let's get. That was the 5 in 10.
I feel like you like Billy Ray or something. I don't know where this is going.
No, I don't. That was the 5 in 10 thanks to Newton's, the only name in shutters, blinds and awnings. Goes up to $170 for Monday, Kat. Get up
with Cass and Butch on the Mid-North Coast here.
And we do have Abby on the line. Abby, good morning.
Hello. Hi, guys.
Last night didn't go your way. You're unfortunately eliminated from MasterChef, but you face elimination along with your team because of the picnic situation. And I tell you, the sandwiches that you guys made, if you didn't see this, and Bodge, I don't know if you've seen this episode.
I saw pictures of it.
Well, they had Maggie Beer there, firstly, amazing. And then they had to make these picnic baskets and they had this amazing sandwich. Did you actually try some of that?
No, it was so frantic that day that I only tried my thing. I was so focused on that. But, yeah, by the end of it, I was going, where's all the food gone, guys? I'm hungry now.
Yeah. Well, look, what went through your head last night when the judges were tasting your final dishes?
To be honest, I felt like I was going home. It wasn't my best dish that I'd ever put up. And I had the last 5 minutes of my cook, I kind of went sort of frantic and freaked out and made stupid little mistakes, like not enough spice, and I poured oil into a wok that was just meant to be a dry sort of hot wok.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just went into autopilot and it didn't feel like me cooking that time.
Yeah, well, I mean, even in the picnic one, if I can say this, Abby, like you've had some awesome reviews from the judges, and in the picnic you actually kind of got so stressed. Do you think that stress let you down in the kitchen?
Oh, yeah. For me, I always knew that when it was time for me to get out, it would be based on, like, my mental state. It wouldn't be sort of what I was capable of cooking. I felt like I could go quite far with my cooking side. But, yeah, the pressure of this whole place and sort of having to memorize recipes and, you know, be on your feet the whole time is very stressful.
Hey, do you know what? I know exactly how you feel. It's like I'm waiting for my coffee at the moment. I'm hankering for it.
Oh, God, Abby.
And Cass here knows what I'm like before my coffee. So pre-coffee Bodge isn't fantastic. And she knows I love her, but it's just the way it is. And then as soon as I get my coffee, there's nothing I can't do. So I totally. just on Maggie Beer, by the way,
yes.
Cass, I've never told you this. She farted next to me one time.
What?
She did. Because I'm from South Australia, and she was in Harndorf where I was. And as funny as it was, I just ordered some, like, they got a lot of German sort of pubs there. And there was, I ordered, like, the bratwurst and some other stuff. And she legit farted
next to
me.
I don't believe you.
I'm not even kidding. And she didn't even acknowledge that it had happened.
What? Firstly, how do you know it was her?
Because she and I were the only ones there, and I didn't know who she was till I went back to my table, and my auntie said, oh, I'm going to go and see if Maggie wants, like, you know, if I can get a photo with
her. Shut up.
Like, I think it was Bodge. Yeah.
Now, Abby.
Abby, amazing. Why don't you come on the show more often, honestly?
Oh, I love it. Yeah, I'm on your side.
Look, okay, well, can you tell us a little bit about Maggie? Did she give you any... Bodge trying to prove about this fart now. Honestly, leave it alone.
Get my auntie on the line. I don't care how early it is.
Oh, my God. Abby, do you... tell us a little bit about Maggie. How was it having her on the show? And did she give you any special tips or pieces of advice as you left?
Oh, she's just amazing. You know, she sort of, in my time of crisis, even at doing the picnic sort of challenge, she came up to me and she's like, you know, the judges have told me how much of a good cook you are. Just breathe and it's okay. Like, she goes, I can't imagine what you guys go through to sort of get to this point. Like, it is so stressful. She goes, and any good cook can sort of crack under this pressure. She was so supportive. So it's really nice. It was like having your nan there next to you trying to help you out.
And yeah. When she said crack under pressure, did she just let loose a little? Nah,
okay. No. She's a lady. Are you serious?
She's a total lady.
Oh, my God.
Who's the best one that you've worked with? Of all the guests that have come onto the show, who's your favourite that's been on there?
Oh, I total fangirled over Nigella, but I knew that was going to happen. And I thought, you know, I can't get any better than this. And then Rick Stein walked in the door and I had goosebumps. So that was so amazing.
Before we do let you go, just wanting to know, who do you reckon out of all the other contestants has it in the bag?
It's a tough one. I definitely think Tessa is cut out for it. She's very switched on. But my best friend in the house, Larissa, I know what she's capable of. So if she puts up the dishes that we've been talking about, I think she could take it all the way. She's amazing.
What do you mean the dishes we've been talking about? What's this conspiracy? Like you've been conspiring behind the scenes?
In the MasterChef house, we sort of we sit there and we look through books and her and I would sort of come up with different food ideas and crazy ones at that. But if she can pop out some of those dishes actually in the MasterChef kitchen, she's going to go a long way.
Abby, thank you so much for taking time out this morning. We really appreciate your time.
Excellent. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Abby.
See ya.
Bye.
How you doing? Waking up.
Get up with
Cass and Budge.
The rest of my life gonna start today.
On the Mid-North Coast Hit.